Welcome back, Willis Sness. We are on season 6, episode 5, Josh, which is...
Season 5.
All right, so basic gist that you hear most every episode is it's Willis Sness, where we rank the Super Nintendo games upon themselves.
We are by all means not professionals at ranking stuff, but we like to think we are.
I wouldn't say that we think we are, but we know what we want, we know what we like. And so we let a randomizer wheel judge which games we do next. So this week, we drew a Looney Tunes game, Josh.
For the first time.
It is.
Miss Sally did not call for it.
Well, I don't think she was in town. Where was she? What was happening?
Well, that was the night that Jacob almost broke.
We got in a hurry because... So we had a lot going on. We apologize for the delay in this episode. We missed a week. So I actually had a funeral we had to go to in Pennsylvania. And at the end of our last recording, Josh thought his kid may have broke his ankle at some point. So we kind of...
Well, at the same time, my daughter was upstairs.
Breaking
up with her boyfriend.
So, sorry, guys. Life got in the way, needless to say. Allie didn't get to choose. She normally does pick Looney Tunes, but we got...
She picked Luigi's House.
Luigi's House. Bugs Bunny Rabbit Rampage is what came up. Let's just read the back of the box and see what Bugs has got in for us, Josh. So, Bugs Bunny Rabbit Rampage. What's up, Doc? The rip-roaringest cartoon adventure you've ever seen. It stars Bugs Bunny and the rest of your favorite Looney Tunes characters, and you're in control every uproarious minute. Then it goes to 4 bullet points. It says, the biggest Looney Tunes characters ever in SNES. 12 megs of awesome animated action. Genuine character voices, orchestrated music, and cartoon sound effects. 10 levels of excitement, each a different side-splitting cartoon escapade. And then it goes down to another paragraph. Normally, the bullet points is it. This is the bullet points are in the middle of this.
Okay.
Animated exploits abound when a demented cartoonist paints Bugs Bunny into every perilous predicament imaginable. Be on the risky end of an Elmer Fudd wabbit hunt, then draw partner in a showdown with Yosemite Sam, but don't flinch because the entire Acme arsenal is at your command. Exploding dog bones, pies in your face, loaded paintbrushes, and more. Finally, come nose to beak with the mystery cartoonist. You're certain to agree, Saturday mornings were never like this.
Okay, come nose to beak to the mystery cartoonist. That's Daffy Duck already.
So, the back of the box sounds kind of goofy, but you know what?
It's a Looney Tunes.
It sounds pretty Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's a Looney Tunes.
And is Looney Tunes, have they been one of them things that got canceled? Or is that still a thing?
So, old Looney Tunes did.
Because I know there was some propaganda in there, which there's plenty of fun facts I've got.
Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda, a lot of racist stuff, but the overall, they got canceled not because of that, but because apparently kids were trying to strap themselves to a rocket and blast off like Wile E. Coyote. I'm sorry. I never once done that because I saw how it worked out for the freaking coyote.
The only time I've seen Looney Tunes probably... Now, not that... I watch a lot of anime or cartoons, but growing up with it, I watched quite a bit. It was always on. But the last time I hear of Looney Tunes in anything, it's like the new Space Jam or some shit like that. But I will say that at one point, I think I heard that like most kids' introduction to like music and classical music, where they've heard like Bach or like some Mozart symphonies, was always introduced from Looney Tunes because that was what was playing in the background. A lot of those are like Flight of the Bumblebee. I know there's bunch of those. But anyways, we digress.
We always do.
So Rabbit Rampage was released in February 1994. It's single player. I guess you call it, I don't know, it's kind of a platformer action. There's definitely platforming to some point. It's not a tried and true platformer. Yeah. I guess you could call it an action game. I don't think it's really a true action game. It's just kind of a good side-scrolling game to me. So it was developed by Viacom, New Media, which, ironically, here might be your tie-in for the next game, Josh.
Okay.
Was they were the ones that did Rocko's Modern Life that we just finished.
Oh!
So we got back-to-back Viacom New Media.
Interesting.
Published by Sunsoft. Not really nothing a whole lot in the background. to read, I don't think, in the production of this. It's a licensed game, so there ain't a whole lot of meat and potatoes to it. I don't think. You know, some people may. So you can help me on the plot of this, but like I said, there's a cartoonist, kind of a clever, well, I ain't going to go too far into it because that's in some making, but yeah, cartoonist is painting, I guess you say Bugs is either fell into the cartoons or is being painted into the cartoons. Yeah. And so you're running through, like I think it said in the back of the box, a demented or an angry animator. You know?
Your cartoonist is mad and he's just putting Bugs.
A demented cartoonist paints Bugs Bunny into every perilous predicament imaginable. So kind of cool because Bugs Bunny is a drawn or painted character.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just the cartoons being drawn against him. So, I guess, spoiler alert, Daffy pretty much trapped you into that painting and you have to move through the cartoons to beat it. I guess we'll kind of talk. The controls are kind of basic.
Yeah.
You got two attack buttons. One of them's a kick, one's a pop in the face, one's a jump.
You have a jump, high kick, or low attack, high attack, I guess, or weak attack, strong attack, whatever you want to call it.
And it's Bugs Bunny. The controls are pretty explainable, and, you know, go into the make when we go into some of the controls. You know, there's a make it on there. Not really big build up to this game. To me, it's just kind of the use of a licensed game, which I know you've got the Roadrunner game. You've got, I think there's a Daffy Duck game.
There's, oh, is it Darkwing Duck?
No. I think there's like three Looney Tune is there games.
Is it Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers?
That was on Rescue Rangers. Rescue Rangers 2 was on NES. I don't think they had one for the SNES.
Okay.
Those games were banned. I don't know if I ever played the second one. It's an expensive one. But Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger 1, Rangers 1. Awesome freaking game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember all the Looney Tunes ones.
All right. I
know we got Tiny Tunes as well.
Oh, Jesus.
We had a couple of Tiny Tunes. I think two.
Yeah, there was. So you got Bugs Bunny, Rabbit Rampage, Roadrunners, Death Valley, Acme Animation Factory, Tasmania.
Oh, I forgot about Tasmania.
Speedy Gonzales, Los Gatos Bandidos. I don't know that that is a super North American one. It may be. Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday, Tiny Toon Adventure, Buster Busts Loose, and Daffy Duck, The Marvin Missions.
Okay.
So there's more than I thought. So there's several of the games.
Okay.
And I would, you know, I've played a lot of them, but not all of them. So I would think that
I remember playing a couple on my Game Boy Advance.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd say that y'all probably play close to the same. But anyways, you want to go ahead and jump into Make It, Josh? Are you ready to anything you want to say before we get in there?
No.
I guess, you know, probably one of the things that, like, what I touched on is I kind of like the premise of it. Not that it's really got much of a plot, but
it makes sense.
The premise of being stuck in a painting or a skit, I like.
It makes sense to me.
That's as much of a plot as I really need. You don't really need to know. I mean, even if the animator just stays unknown, to have Bugs in a funny or precarious spot, you know, it's decent. You know, I mean, you can draw the level. I don't know what to say about it other than it's a different aspect, but for characters that are drawn and animated or cartooned,
yeah,
or whatever you call it, for that to happen pretty much as you play through the game, pretty good.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It's very entertaining, and I enjoyed it a lot. I really enjoyed the fact that it seemed like, you know, we done two games that were licensed games that were just big piles of shit. Like, they just had the name and are just trying to throw something out there. One of them was Speed Racer.
No, that was horrible.
And the Untouchables. Other one, huh?
Untouchables.
Yeah, was. Untouchables was another one. But this one here being a licensed game, it seemed like they actually took time to try to make a Wath Word game.
Most licensed games, you know, suck.
Yeah.
You know, But, you know, another thing that, you know, and this is kind of, you know, have to work hard to fuck this part up, is it's very familiar because you got Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
I would think that if I told you to name generously five cartoon characters of all time, Bugs would probably fall in your top five. I don't really know.
Well, for me, it'd be a little different. You got to specify
American. We're not going to say anime. We're going to say classic cartoons.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have like Woody Woodpecker, probably some Mickey Mouse, maybe Rocky and Bullwinkle. You're going to have Bugs Bunny or one of the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I was about to say mine would be Bugs and Taz would be the top two that I would say from the Looney Tune world.
And I don't even know if I can name a fourth one.
Tom and Jerry.
Did I say Woody Woodpecker? Yeah. Tom and Jerry. So, yeah, you know, there's big
Captain
ones.
Captain Caveman.
But I would think that between, you know, like Porky Pig saying that's all folks, Foghorn Leghorn, Marvin, all those ones, you know, that you're going to associate to the Looney Tunes. And the music was okay in the game. It was what you expected, but it's like, hey, go through your checklist of what makes a Looney Tunes game a Looney Tunes game.
The music was Looney Tune-ish, but it wasn't cartoon good Looney Tune-ish.
And one thing that that came up too was before you even start the game, there's pretty much a tutorial of button mapping or a tutorial what your buttons do, and you can make your own button mapping.
Which I loved!
Which was great until I actually realized I started hitting buttons and didn't know what the original ones were. Because most of the times I will say the games get it pretty close. Yeah. And so so I'm like, oh shit, I don't know if I'm playing this. I had to reset it because I was like, I don't know what my original buttons were.
Yeah.
But having the choice to do that, you know, is good.
Yep. Love all that.
I've still got some on here. I'm going to say this is probably the biggest thing. What is the point of having a Looney Tunes game without having all the fucking Looney Tunes in it? Now, if you told me it's a Looney Tunes game and all you get is Bugs Bunny, that's okay. You're missing out.
Yeah.
So you, in this game, you got Elmer Fudd, Marvin the Martian, Yosemite Sam, Taz, Wally Cody. I'm probably forgetting one or two in there, but it's like, why not use them all?
Yeah.
Was the Bull, Ferdinand the Bull? I think it was Ferdinand.
Fernando.
Maybe Pepe Le Pew and them are the ones you didn't see, but I'm like,
yeah.
I would say if you had the Looney Tunes game and you only showed like Daffy Duck, and that's one I didn't mention there, Daffy. But if you didn't mention Daffy Duck,
Daffy's in the game,
and you didn't mention Bugs Bunny, and that was it, I'm gonna be like, you missed out on using all these other characters.
Yeah.
Now it's not that they were. I mean, some have bigger roles than other, but it's just cool seeing them because, again, the game's very familiar with even though the game's not like the cartoon, like it's not roughly the same cartoon I've ever watched.
Yeah.
It's very familiar. Like, hey, when the bull's running and you throw the red thing out, the red cape, I know he's going to hit an anvil or a pole or something. Hey, there's Taz as I'm going through this level and he's spinning around. I know not to get near his ass because he's going to beat shit out of you.
Jump over it.
And,
Elmer Fudd is going to shoot you.
Yeah. I just thought that was one of my favorite parts. That might have been my biggest make, even though I got other stuff, is at least you used all the characters.
You used them
in a relatively fun, entertaining way.
Yeah, you used them in a good way, which made it very interesting. I was very appeased with that because Taz is my favorite.
I was going to say, side note, who do you think's the best? I mean, Taz has got to be it, right?
Taz is the guy. He's my favorite.
But, and he even got his homage in like that old Geico commercial a few years ago where they had the plates on the wall. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, you might say Bugs. I think Bugs is the only one you can argue. Might be Baron Taz, but I'm a Taz guy.
Now, there's another runner-up, but this is just the little kid in me. Lola Bunny from Space Jam. She meant absolutely nothing, but everybody loved her in Space Jam.
Right.
But I've always loved Taz, so...
I've got kind of like in Rocko's Modern Life where your health meter is a bone, your health meter is a carrot. This one.
I was about to say the health bar was actually really neat, which, you know what? I think that's going to be my tie-in to a different game.
A carrot?
No, not a carrot.
A health meter?
Health meters.
Because we've done Star Wars, it was a lightsaber.
Okay.
Rocko's was a bone.
Okay.
This was a carrot.
Right. You might be onto something.
Next one is just going to be, it's going to be random, but it's, I'd say that the health meter will be different.
Okay. And the health meter will not just be a plain health meter.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
If I guess as long as it's not a sports game, then you will, if it's a sports game, I guess that ruins your health meter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mario and stuff like, you actually got to have a health meter on there.
Okay. The last thing I got, and, you know, I ain't bashing the game by any means, but there ain't really a whole lot. I mean, it's kind of what you expect with a licensed game that's Looney Tunes, but the last thing I got is the animations in the game, the animations and the slapstick humor in the game is kind of what you grew up with Looney Tunes, and you kind of got it exactly that in the game.
Yeah.
So if, you know, I ain't going to say that I could watch every Looney Tune episode back to back to back that I can do it nowadays, but I don't think a whole lot of people, even in today's woke culture, will say that the Looney Tunes was ruined their life or somebody doesn't have a positive memory about a Looney Tune. You really capture that in here.
Yeah.
That same slapstick humor. The only thing I think that I recall that when, like, say, Bugs sees Lola and his heart beats through his eyes, that's like the only thing I'm missing in this game, you know. I don't have nothing else on Make It, Josh. Is there anything you want
to
say?
I have one thing on Make It, and you may chalk it up to the Break It side. I'm not 100% sure, but I actually enjoy the level designs.
Yeah, they were okay. I was undecided. I ain't got it neither. It's just it is.
I enjoyed them. I think they were pretty, I don't want to say unique, but they were very reminiscent of Looney Tunes.
And you're right. You know, they were different. Like, even the part, like, I think, was it the first boss fight? You had, like, Elmer Fudd, and you actually had the holes you could
take
down
in. Yeah, you had to jump.
So there was a little more strategy than you thought. Yeah.
And whenever you're going against Fernando, the bull, you had to use the cape. Like I said, I thought the level designs were fun.
I will say, I didn't beat the game straight up, but I did go through a little bit of cheese in it just to progress through the game.
Yeah.
And at the end, even, not that it was really crazy to me, but the end is you busting open some paint cans, the animated paint, or whatever they're drawing the cartoons with, you're draining the paint out of the cans, and that's what's ending the game. I guess I'm really not saying this. There's just piles of damn paint cans. You go kick the shit out of them until all the paint comes out, and that's the way you win.
That's the way
game.
It ends.
So, I mean, it was clever. I'll give you. Yeah. I'm putting level designs in a make it.
Yes, I like the level designs. I thought they were really fun.
Coming in to break it. The first thing that hit me, and it's a big one. It wasn't as bad as it went on. It wasn't as bad, the actual gameplay. But, boy, the startup to it looked fucking horrible.
It looked bad.
Basically, it looked like an NES game and not even a good one. We're talking about 1994 this came out, and it looked fucking horrible.
It looked very 16-bit-ish.
Now, if I'd ever seen the startup to this, like on a, that was a commercial, I'd never rent this game in my entire life. But after you get into the gameplay, the graphics were far better. Yeah. It was just like, I guess, what you would call their cutscenes wasn't that great.
Cutscenes were bad. Here's mine. Boy, that back of the box, where they say the biggest Looney Tunes on there, Buzz was fucking huge.
Yeah, they are huge. And I do have this in here. I should have this in here.
So they were gigantic. Like, they were way too big for that stream.
And I think this goes into my next break. It is, I wouldn't call you, say they're gotcha traps, but there's just like random hits. Like in the stage where you're fighting Elmer Fudd, there's just random fucking bullets shooting around.
Yeah.
Not really fun for me. Don't really care for them. But I guess probably because the sprites are so big, that's what I'm going to blame it on.
That you get hit no matter what.
My hitboxes were crazy.
Yeah.
So it was like, not a fan of that.
Yep.
I guess that kind of ties in with the big sprites. You know, just kind of ad-libbing here, not really putting in a break. It was kind of just a blah game. You know, it was okay. I'm not going to say that it was great. It wasn't bad. I will say the platforming part of this, I didn't think was real great. The fighting part, I wasn't super excited about. I felt like on my part, I felt like the jumping was a little delayed. Not a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if it was my emulator or what, but
no,
it was the game itself. Okay.
Yeah, Yeah, and, you know, not probably too uncommon for what the game is. I don't know that I'd say this game is a labor of love. Like I say, you're probably cashing in on a license.
You are.
And it's not a bad one as far as a license game.
But they gave us a good license one to a point.
Which that might be my next prediction is because we've got a couple license games under our belt. And I might go with another license.
Okay.
My big break it, and I really only got one more break it. I mean,
ours is probably the same.
I'm not going to say that I've got a lot of break it's, and I don't really have a lot of make it's. I'm pretty middle of the road.
Yep, middle of the road.
This is my problem. All right, you go through this level, you get to a boss. Okay. Well, your first boss is Elmer Fudd, and I consider the Fernando the boss, and then you get into the other guys.
Then they go to Marvin Martian.
Well, my problem is, so, okay, I'm cool. Bugs Bunny should fight Elmer Fudd. That should be a battle. I ain't going to say that they should fight, but there should be a battle of wits, of some interaction between
Duck them. Season, Rabbit Season.
Yes. I felt like the boss fights were too long.
Yep.
Even like with Fernando, they weren't fun.
Nope.
And to be honest, the worst part is I never knew how close we were to ever defeating a fucking boss.
Yeah, they didn't have a health gauge.
Yeah, or they didn't flash like in Turtles. So I'm like, I don't know if I got to hit Elmer 56 times or 5 times.
Yeah, they didn't do the Mario classic 3 hits.
Yeah, yeah, and so that part was, most of the time, like in a game like this, I say the level design and all that stuff wasn't great, but the boss fights were pretty fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like. No, I probably like the levels better. I liked seeing a familiar character, but the boss fights were garbage in my opinion.
I was about to say, my biggest one was that I think the bosses should have had a health bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pretty much the same thing. Level design, fun. Bosses could have been better with the health bar. That way I could actually see what I was doing and everything like that. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Elmer Fudd took, 5 or 6 hits?
I think it was more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Or was it Fernando that took 5 or 6?
Well, Fernando is you had to go all the way through the damn stage to the left.
Yeah.
Of course, you're picking up anvils or whatever, I think, along the way. And then you got to backtrack all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Well, and when the whole premise of it, hiding in the holes and getting them run into anvils, was clever and fun. But it was fun for like the first 3 times.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had to do it 30 damn times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I understand what you're doing. We're past this. Like, make this level shorter or give me a little more meat
in it,
you know? So I'm pulling up. I've not got anything left on my heart for it, Josh. That's really the boss fight thing really was my
your last letdown. One. Yeah, I could see that. I can't remember. Did it have a password system?
I don't think it did.
And it didn't have a... Did I have a save system? A save state?
I can't remember.
I can't either. Because I didn't get to beat it either.
I'd say we're really a little week and a half on this one, probably. I can't remember.
I can't either. Life. Just because life got in the way, couldn't really...
It wasn't good enough for me to remember.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I could get really pissed really quick if I made it to like level 9, no password, no save state, and having to restart again.
Oh, yeah. So, well, shit, I guess if I didn't close out without adding my notes on here, I've got our rankings from last week. So, if you're cool with your you've got everything off your heart, so what I've got, Josh, is I don't really have fun facts in general, and I know I'm gonna have more Looney Tune fun facts
that had
to come up, so I'm not gonna blow it out, but I got a couple of reviews and I can go ahead and do them. I've got quite a few fun facts, but they're quick ones, so you know we can run through them. And speed runs and cross runs.
Of course.
And rankings. Let me see right here. Let me get it pulled right back up. There's only really, I think, 2 reviews. One of them was a Nintendo Power one. So.
Okay, well, Nintendo Power is always solid.
So, Okay. So game rankings show this game holds a 75.50% rating on an aggregated website, which is... But Nintendo Power gave this game a 4.3 out of 5. They gave it praise for the graphics, animation, variety of level types, and the audio and writing that Sunsoft, as they quote, Sunsoft uses the Looney Tunes license to the maximum effect and fun. Now, I guess I'll probably agree with that, because at the end of the day, you could have really made a really... there's going to be worse Looney Tunes games. Yeah. I can almost guarantee that Roadrunner, from what I remember, is going to be worse than this. But you could have really went farther on the other side. So, in my opinion, get a middle-of-the-road game isn't necessarily a loss on a licensed game of a cartoon you love. Like Rocko's Modern Life, made by the same people. Game fucking sucked.
Yeah.
This game is way better than Rocko's, in my opinion. I would rather play it than Rocko. That is kind of it for the reviews, Josh. You want the fun facts or you want the cross-charting?
Let's do the fun facts.
All right. This game is, I'm not going to say loosely based off of, but in 1955, there's an animated short by the same name, Rabbit Rampage.
Okay.
The difference, I guess it is somewhat, because the difference is in the game, Daffy Duck is the villain of the story, where in the cartoon short, it's Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
I didn't have time, but this game actually, but Rabbit Rampage was the cover of Nintendo Power Volume 57. I know that is a volume I looked up just to see what it was. I know I owned it at one point. I don't know if it's in my collection in there, if it's something that's been lost.
Okay.
Do you know, he's had two full names. Do you remember, do you know what any of his names were? His official full name?
Who, Buds?
Yeah.
One
of them you'll probably think you'll, the one I don't think you'll get was the original full name for him was going to be George Washington Bunny.
Yeah.
And it was later changed to this one that you'll probably, I think it's been said in the cartoon. It seems familiar. I wouldn't have guessed it.
It's like... for some reason, I want to say, like, Eugene is in it.
No. It's Bugsworth Bunny.
Oh, Bugsworth.
Mel Blanc, he was the original voice of Bugs Bunny, even though I know several people did it because he's dead. He ate carrots while recording the lines. I think there's all kinds of lore. From what I understand, is he would spit the carrots out because he didn't like carrots.
Yeah.
That he would eat it to get the voice. And he also was the first person to voice Daffy Duck and Woody Woodpecker.
Yep.
Pretty good resume.
He also could... This is a fun fact for you. I don't know if you know this, but he can imitate Bugs mocking Daffy. So he would use the Bugs Bunny voice that sort of sounded like Daffy, but and then he could also do the reverse where he was Daffy Duck mocking Bugs.
And Bugs is allegedly named after his animator, Ben Bugs Hardaway.
Yep.
Bugs Bunny first appeared in the 1938 short Porky's Hare Hunt. It was an unnamed white rabbit in that.
Okay.
So we're getting a little bit better stuff here. Bugs Bunny actually, according to the cartoon or in the print, served during World War II, and he served for the U.S. Navy, according to what the cartoon put on. Bunny appeared in several propaganda cartoons, including one called Her Meets Hare, where he was facing off against Hitler's first in charge, Hermann Göring. Okay. So I think it probably in like the old classic Captain America way of punching Hitler. He was the first cartoon character ever to be featured on a United States stamp.
Oh, cool.
1997. Surprising. We got to 1990. I figured maybe Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Or Hello Kitty. He was the second cartoon character to ever be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Who's the first? Mickey?
Mickey Mouse.
I was about to say,
you're in good company.
Yeah.
When Mel Blanc passed away in 1989, at 81 years old, his gravestone was inscribed with an Iconics Looney Tunes line. That's all, folks.
Yeah.
So
I knew that one.
So obviously, I'm not going to go too far into like the other characters because I know we're going to have some Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. We're going to have some Taz coming up later. So I was like, well, you know, there's a lot there, and you know, there was about 6,000 different things you could go find online. Yeah. So that's just kind of a snippet of the easy to find ones, the notables. So that being said, Josh, let's talk a little speed runs.
Oh God, I'm terrified.
So the fun part of speed run here is you're not going to have one of them where there's 15 different ways of speed run.
Yeah.
There's only 4 speed runners, and the only thing is to beat the game.
Just beat the game.
The guy that's in first, or girl, put it their time in a year ago.
Okay.
From Germany. And the other three, the person who held this before last year had the record for 9 years.
Oh.
The third place person, 4 years. The fourth place person, 9 years.
Okay.
So, really no action on it. Which, there's worse games that have way more action than this.
Yeah.
But, anywho. You want to take a guess of what...
See here, there were 10 levels.
There's 4 speedruns recorded.
I'd say about 45 minutes.
The fourth place person has did it in less than half that time.
Oh, fuck.
Like, all 4 of these people are pretty damn good.
Okay, so you're talking, what, 18 minutes, roughly?
The fourth place person, VG, V-E-E-G-E-E, capital A, VGA, Arizona, USA, 9 years ago, did a time of 21 minutes, 48 seconds.
Okay.
A band person from Chile. Might have been the same one from...
we got to dive into it.
Was it Rocco's Modern Life?
Yep, it was Rocco's Modern Life to where we had a band Chilean.
We might be on to something.
He was banned by a lot.
Maybe it wasn't Rocco's. It wasn't Rocco's. There was a damn band Chilean somewhere along the way this season. Let me flip this up here. This is going to bother me.
Let's say, pull up our list.
All right, Contra, Pepsi Man, F-Zero, Mega Man. Let me find Super Nintendo. Oh.
Was it Star Wars?
Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He was the number one speedrunner on it. On Jedi, any percent. So that's where we've seen this name. Sorry, that didn't mean to get off. I just a bad no. name. His name is Tavotron, Tavotron.
Yep.
Did it in third place, 20 minutes, 52 seconds. Julian, just plain Julian, an unregistered person.
He's from Madagascar.
9 years ago, did it in 18 minutes, 33 seconds. And this guy's name, or girl's name, is Battichoch. So I don't know if it's Battico, Battycock, Battico.
It's German. You gotta say it with more anger and hate.
Cock. They have the speed run record at 17 minutes 53 seconds, and the video is posted if you want to watch
it. I'm good.
Speed
runner's not my thing.
So that's kind of fun. Kind of fun. What else is fun, Josh? Let's talk about how expensive this game is.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
So, a loose copy. I can tell you it's peak, and I can tell you it's low. Or you pick a year, and I'll tell you what time it is. Well, it's probably better if I tell you the low.
Low's always where I need to start.
So, roughly...
Low in year.
Roughly in October 2009... There's several little spikes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is lowest. If you want to say it's 7 cents cheaper, then fact check me.
Yeah.
In October 2009, this game was selling for $1.25.
Okay.
If you would like to know the high, I could tell you that. But I feel like that might take a little fun away.
I'm going to say...
You give me a guess, and if you're way off, I'll tell you what the high was.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this game... probably in today's age sells $31.
In May of 2022, from what I'm looking at, in that range was its peak, and it was $13.43.
I still stick by my guns.
I don't know what to tell you on that. So obviously you're somewhere between $1 and $13.
Yeah.
So it's a nice even number.
$10.
$10 on the dot.
Yeah.
That you got two sales of it per week. I've not pulled it up, but I'm almost positive I own the physical copy of this.
They'll say two sales a week. That means this game was probably mass produced for a licensed game.
So a complete one sells for roughly one of sales a week, according to price charting.
Okay.
What do you think a complete one runs?
So about 45.
35.
35.
35 even. Brand new sealed says there's two sales per year. What do you think?
$300. That?
Yeah, you're way high.
I figured, let's say 116.
You're pretty high, still way high.
Okay. So, 60, 65.
62.25.
Okay.
One sales per year, graded, 548. So they got one track. Manual's about 350. The box is $20. There's actually one that looks like Heritage Auctions sold some WADA ones. And it looks like there's some that range from 749 to 960 that were like 9.8 plus pluses. So them are a little bit different. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a relatively affordable game. So you got the cartridge. It's roughly a $10 cart or $5 cash. What should you take it, Josh?
I may keep this game.
Yeah. $5. It's definitely $5 or $10 fun.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would buy it for $10 at a game store. I probably would. You're not going to go wrong with it.
Yeah.
It ain't going to knock your socks off, but it's okay.
It was a solid, entertaining game.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, kind of nice to have a game that isn't too outrageous. I mean, a lot of the games we did this season, if I'm thinking right, Artie Lightfoot was expensive. Kirby was fairly, or Captain Commando was expensive. Kirby was okay. It was decent expensive. I think Rocco's was pretty cheap. But anyways.
Yeah.
You know, powering through this episode. It's kind of a plain game.
Yeah, it's a plain, easy. Like I said, nothing to beat down, nothing to build up.
Josh, your rankings is Captain Commando, Kirby Superstar, Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. I'm going to go just get inside the psyche of Josh.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to think that you're going to say this game's better than Artie Lightfoot.
Of course.
I think you're going to say this game is better than Rocko's Modern Life.
Yep.
I agree with that. So, it's on your Mount Rushmore. This will be the fifth game of the season. I would say that Captain Commando is probably better than this game.
Yep.
Okay, I agree. So, the problem is, this is where you hit your gut check. Is Kirby Superstar better than Bugs Bunny, or is Bugs Bunny better than Kirby Superstar? You tell me. I've got my prediction where you're going to put it, but...
So, Kirby Superstar, as a whole game, wasn't bad. The downfall of Kirby Superstar was for me, the bullshit Gourmet Dash game. That one was terrible. The dojo, or the little mini games. The little mini games were stupid. I hated them.
Yeah, but we've probably been desensitized to other games like Mario Party.
Yeah.
That have did mini games way better than this.
Yeah. Kirby he was a little pink fuck that sucked off people's powers.
Right. I know I was higher on Kirby than you were, is why.
And the reason why, I played Kirby. I know the Kirby games and everything. So, for me, I think Buds is better than Kirby on my...
Really?
Yeah.
That's not where I would have picked it.
Just because I'm not a huge Kirby fan itself, and the Kirby games were way too easy for me.
I think you're wrong, but this is where my ranking is. I got Kirby at number one, Captain Commando at number two. I'm not real crazy about either. I mean, I could move them back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm probably giving Kirby a tip of the hat that I shouldn't. I got Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. You're right. Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot, garbage games.
Yep.
Bugs Bunny is way better than it. I got Kirby up there, and then I've got Captain Commando. I would rather play Kirby and Captain Commando. I put Bugs Bunny at number 3. And okay. My problem is, if I told you Kirby Superstar, the damn dashing game, versus this one, I could understand you picking Rabbit Rampage. But I would rather play a boring Kirby's game than this. I think the music is better. The colors are better. The only thing this game, what saves this game is you got Bugs fucking Bunny in it and the characters. If you put other sprites that was unknown, if this wasn't licensed, you had to make up your characters that this nobody knew, terrible. You would not like this game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be different and say Bugs Bunny is number 3. I think it's blasphemy that you got it over Kirby. But once again, I'm a guy that I was probably overloaded on Kirby.
You probably know. Was. I said, I played Kirby multiple times growing up, and I knew what the little pink fuck done. Not a fan of him.
Okay. So, moving on to next week's game.
Yep.
You've already teased that Josh wants a game. It says it's going to be a game with a unique or some tie into the game health meter.
Yeah, the health meter. The health meter has to be.
Okay. So, if it's a game with a rabbit, it's a carrot. If it's a Jedi, it's a lightsaber. Yep. If it's a samurai, maybe it's a sword.
Yep.
Maybe even if it's a fighting game and it's a heart that disappears. Okay.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I know I cover my bases. I know there's several of them out there.
So pretty much the only thing that is going to completely fuck you of not standing a chance is a sports game.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. So I'm going to go just with, we've had two games based off cartoons. I'm not going to get fancy with it. We're going to get another licensed game. I don't know if it's going to be a good game or not. I would say the odds are we're probably going to get a worse game, licensed game than this.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, this game.
Now, there are two games out there that are licensed games that are going to be hard as fuck to beat.
Which ones?
Lion King and Aladdin.
I'm telling you, I may be fucking delusional, but I'm almost positive I beat fucking Lion King. I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
Now, this could be a Mandela effect, and I never even fucking played the game, but I've got it for the Switch, and I refuse to play it, because I know, I used to also beat fucking Mega Mans like it was. Yeah, I mean, I had to work at it, and I can't hold Mega Man's jockstrap anymore, so I'm scared to death to play those. But as far as a licensed game, it's pretty good. As far as a Super Nintendo game in general, at best, it's middle of the road.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to get out of here. Sorry for the delay. So we got this quick episode in for you. We're going to come back at you next week. And
hopefully with a good one.
All right, see you guys.